USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is reporting human remains found in Teton County, Wyoming, are consistent with the description of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The cause of death has yet to be determined. A full forensic identification is underway. The search continues for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. The Senate parliamentarian ruled Sunday that Democrats cannot include pathways to citizenship in the $3.5 trillion spending package. This package only has the support of Democrats in Washington with zero Republican support. $3.5 trillion is roughly the equivalent of how much the United States spent on World War II. President Biden's open border policy continues to worsen at the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. authorities on Sunday have closed part of the Texas border to block Haitian migrants from entering through Mexico. Thousands of Haitian refugees are now building makeshift camps in the region. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz reported more than 3,000 migrants have been removed from the camps. USA Radio News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
A volcanic eruption has taken place in the Canary Islands. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Thousands of people are evacuating from one of the Canary Islands in the Atlantic as a volcanic eruption has begun. The eruption on the island of La Palma has prompted local authorities to evacuate between 5 and 10,000 people living in villages near the mountain. Videos on social media show lava flows engulfing houses, though no injuries have been reported. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has reportedly postponed his trip to the meeting of the UN General Assembly to travel to La Palma to see the situation firsthand. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Three-time congressman and failed presidential and senatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke is planning to run for governor of Texas, according to a report on Sunday. O'Rourke recently paid for some state Democrat lawmakers to run away from Texas to prevent the passage of an election integrity bill that was eventually passed after the delay. Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey has also been publicly flirting with the campaign since March. This is USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
To put it into perspective, the Democrats' partisan $3.5 trillion spending package is roughly the same amount of money the United States spent on World War II, both the European and Pacific theaters. The taxation plans put forth under the Biden administration should have everyone concerned. Palm Beach County Clerk Democrat Joseph Abruzzo on Newsmax TV over the weekend.
Look, we're about to be we're close to $30 trillion in debt. $30 trillion. If we do not start taking corrective action to lower that debt, our dollar is going to be significantly hurt. And yes, absolutely. Get involved. Start talking, especially the Democrats, to their congresspeople to say, hey, I'm looking at this. I see some of the detail in the bill, and this is not good for myself or my family.
Politics makes its way into the Emmys Sunday night. Cedric the Entertainer continues the narrative of shaming people that choose not to get vaccinated.
We all vaxxed. We had to get vaxxed to come here, you know what I mean? I got vaxxed. I did not have a reaction like Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend, okay?
Nicki Minaj calls out the shaming and raises the alarm on people putting their will on your personal choice. She reminds us in this time of confusion, my body, my choice.
You should be able to ask questions about anything you're putting inside your body. But don't y'all see what's happening?
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.